Okay, I am recording. Huh? Can you come here? Okay. You guys, I didn't get this question from you guys. I expected you guys to ask me question when I was presenting the scientific miracles of the Quran. I expected you girls to ask me question, which is, why are you teaching us this? We are Muslims already, and we believe the Quran is true, and we believe that the Prophet Muhammad is true. So you need to teach those to non-Muslims, not to us. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Why didn't I get this question, girls?
Because okay. We're learning more about our religion. Because we just know the basics.
Because our belief becomes stronger.
Both of you are right.
I know.
Basma and Dima. Our religion becomes stronger, our faith becomes stronger, and
our
knowledge.
Okay.
Also, not only that, but it touches your heart. When you see a miracle, let's say right now, you see Prophet Musa splitting the sea into two and splitting, having dry roads in the sea. What would you see? What would you feel? Wouldn't you cry?
Possibly.
I mean, would you see that?
Run!
Same.
Wouldn't you see when the angels brought down the dining table, and you see that?
Dining
wouldn't
table?
You? Yes.
Just
dining table. Do you know Surah Al-Ma'idah? The angels brought down the dining. If you see right now the dining table coming down from heaven, wouldn't you be so? You know, so astonished, and you cry because you're seeing America, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is exactly why Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam said to Allah, Ya Allah, show me how do you bring things from death to life. So Allah, he said, show me, Ya Allah. He's praying, Ya Allah, show me how do you bring things from death to life. How do you bring things from death to life?
Okay.
So Allah said to Prophet Ibrahim, he asked him so that we know the answer, not because he wants to know the answer. When Allah asks a question, is he asking the question for himself to learn the answer or for us?
Yeah.
Or for us to learn the answer?
It was a question.
I'm going to have to use markers, throw markers at you.
What?
Yeah, throw markers at Arriba.
Okay. So he said, Ya Allah, show me. Then who knows the story? What happened? What did Allah do? They asked him, didn't you believe? Aren't you a believer? Okay. He said, yes. But I want this so that my heart, my faith becomes stronger. My faith becomes stronger. So he said, my faith becomes stronger. So Allah said, take four birds, cut their necks, okay? And keep the necks of the birds in your hand.
Ugh.
And put the bodies on the top of a faraway mountain.
Wow.
Okay? So he slaughtered four birds. He put the heads on the mountain.
Who told him to do this?
Allah.
I'm not gonna do anything.
Hello. He told them to do this. And then what happened?
The
birds came back flying without heads. And they claim their heads from his hand. So when you see that, your faith becomes super duber strong and you cry.
Because you're
cry.
Scared.
Not because you're scared. You're so impressed that you cry. You can't believe it.
No, I would cry because.
Okay? You cry.
I would cry.
And this is exactly.
Everyone would be with that.
As I told you before, exactly what happened to me when I did this presentation, when I made this presentation, it's made by me. When I made this presentation, I cried. I cried so hard as I was going through the... you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Can you move your mustache?
Mustache.
Oh. But it's beautiful.
Okay.
It took so long for her to grow.
Look who's talking.
Okay, girls, we need to be quiet and we need to listen. All right, okay, this is exactly what happened to me. And then I used to be a Muslim But now my faith became much stronger than before after this. Okay, now what's the story about these miracles of the Holy Quran? Since the time of Adam alayhi salam, Adam was guided or misguided? He was guided and he taught guidance. Satan's come, huh? And misguide people. So people become misguided. And then Allah will send what? A prophet. So people are guided. Oh, come on now. Then Allah said, then the prophet dies. Shaitan comes. This misguides the people. So people are misguided. And then Allah sends the prophet. So people are guided. Allah has been doing that. Now, however, Prophet Muhammad is the last messenger. For each prophet, Allah has given a miracle. Can you think of a miracle given to a prophet?
The snake, the she camel.
It's a from camel. Prophet Isa.
She camel.
The snake.
The snake of Prophet Musa.
The water.
Huh?
Split the water.
The water splitting. Huh?
The armpit. The holy armpit.
But there is a big question about all these miracles. There is a big problem about all these miracles.
What?
That problem? The problem is that you can't see them.
What?
You can't see them.
You can't? Like, people right now.
Can you see them?
No.
Okay. So, Prophet Muhammad is the last messenger and he is a lasting messenger. He has to be a lasting messenger. Because he's the last messenger. So Allah must give him a miracle that is lasting miracle. Everlasting miracle, like because he's the last prophet, so he wants to give him a miracle that I can examine and you can examine. Anytime you can look and see this miracle. So that's the miracle he gave to him, which is the Quran. Because Allah wants the Quran to stay alive, he made the language of the Quran alive. Who knows what the language the Bible was?
The language in the Bible?
Yeah, the language of the Bible.
Isn't it like
original Bible?
German.
Huh?
German.
German
what?
Gibberish. No. It was like, what did the people of Babylon speak?
Hmm?
What did the people of Babylon speak?
I don't know.
The Bible came much after that.
Old English.
Hebrew,
but hold on. Ancient Hebrew. Because Hebrew, modern Hebrew, is totally different than ancient Hebrew. They are totally different from each other. So if you have an ancient Hebrew document, you can't understand. And nobody on the face of the earth can translate it for you. Let's say you bring out right now the original scripture of the Bible or of the Torah. Okay? And you try to read them, you won't be able to understand anything. And there is nobody on the face of the earth who can understand anything.
Okay, what about those people that are Jewish?
That's modern English.
Okay? Yes, this is translated to modern English. Okay? So they cannot. Now, the Quran is different. How many people speak Arabic today?
I don't know, like people that live in Arabia.
300 million people. 300 million people speak Arabic in the world. So, is Quran written in a dead language?
No.
You have 300 million people who speak Arabic.
But
who
it's
can
not
generally.
Arabic. Yes.
But they understand Arabic. Like, for example, I had an uneducated construction worker. He knew Arabic. Like, when he reads Quran, he understands Quran.
But when I read it, I don't understand it.
Yes, because the Arabic is not your first language.
Yes, it is.
No, it's your second language. It's not the one in the core of the brain. So if this is your brain, if this is your brain, the very core, you know, our memories are stored in the cells. Hello? You know the cells in the brain? Our memories are stored in these cells. So the cells of the brain made of the memory. Your cells made of your memory. That's why you remember. Your cell is made of your memory. So now, when the baby has a little memory, any learning would be in the inner core. So that is a solid, solid learning.
Exactly. I learned to speak Arabic before English.
Yeah,
but you did not continue. Like, for example, I've gone studying Arabic 12 years. Oh, and also during college. So there is no comparison at all. Okay? Now, hold on. Now, what happened to the memories right now? The brain cells that form right now have the memories right now. And then where do they go?
They go away.
They go away because they're not in the core.
Because they're dead.
No, the cells.
There.
Yeah. No, the brain cells don't die. Brain cells don't die. Brain cells don't are not.
Oh, brain cells don't.
Yes. And if you have, if you lose part of your brain, it's not like the skin. No new cells in the brain. Okay. This way you maintain your memory. If your cells will change, you'll have your memory. Don't we say our bodies is made of? Our body is made of the what we eat. Our brain is made of what we experience. Okay, so the cells of the brain forming, storing. This is how you understand this part. Okay. Now, the Arabic language is understood by so many people, 300 million people who are around the world. And if you go to the United Nations, you find the Arabic translator, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so Arabic is living language or dead language?
Living
language. And let me say this about ancient Arabic. Is it dead or alive?
It's alive.
It's the Fusha. It's the Fusha. So Quran preserved the ancient Arabic, okay? And the ancient Arabic preserved Quran. Okay? The reason ancient Arabic is alive today is because of the language of the Quran. Hello. What's your name? Your name? Nala?
Nahla.
Sania.
Selena.
Nahya and Selena. Okay.
Nala.
Nala. Nala and Selena.
Nala and Selena.
And what's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah. Okay. And what's your name? Ariba.
So. No,
Tip. Can I just take
no? Girls, please, focus with me. Focus with me. Focus with me. I'm going to keep you until I finish this class. I keep you 12:15, 12:20, 12:35.
I have a warrior.
Okay.
Josh.
Okay. Good. So, number one, Allah preserved Quran by preserving the ancient Arabic. Ancient Arabic preserved Quran. Yes. Quran is preserved by ancient Arabic. They both preserved each other. Okay? All right. All other scriptures are written in what language? Live or dead?
Dead.
Dead languages. Okay. So that's one thing Allah preserved the Quran. Quran is also, you have zillions of electronic copies of Quran. You have zillions of Quran books. You have many people, millions of people who memorize Quran by heart, cover to cover. So there is no way anybody can make any changes. There is absolutely no way. You know, you can't change that massive number of copies of the Quran. There is no way you can be able to achieve that. This is another thing that Allah provided to the Quran to stay alive. So in order, so again, Allah wanted to make the Quran as American. Why? Because the miracles of the prophets before cannot be seen. Can you see the miracle where, did you see the miracle where Prophet Musa split the ocean or the sea? Did you see that miracle?
In a movie.
She did. No, I'm thinking.
In a movie.
Not in the movie. In real.
In your dream.
So there is a problem. There is a big problem with every prophet. There is a big Nala. There is a big problem with every prophet. What is
the big problem?
What? Sana? What's your name? Next to Nala.
Simba.
Selena.
Simba, who
is that? Okay. So back to the subject, please. Back to the subject. Allah wanted to provide us with a miracle that we can see all the time, that we can experience, that we can understand all the time. Can we see the miracles of the prophets before? No.
Oh.
Did we hear about them? Yes. Do we believe them? Yes. Did we see them? No. Okay. That's a problem. That's a problem. Quran, for Islam, Allah has made an everlasting miracle that lasts forever, which is Quran. If the Quran is true, then Prophet Muhammad is true. Why? Because he's the one who brought, He's the one who brought. Who's the one who brought the Quran, right? So if the Quran is true, then Prophet Muhammad is
true
because he's the one that brought the Quran. Good. Okay. So now let's continue about talking about the scientific miracles. I could not finish them. So let's continue talking about them. Okay. There is the story, amazing story of the iron. Now I'm going to ask you to leave the class next time. Okay? You too.
Okay.
Yeah? No, I'm not kidding. I'll get you to leave the class because I can't. It's not fair for the others. Okay. Yes. Okay. So, the miracle of the iron. What is the miracle of the iron?
What?
Iron.
Oh, iron.
Iron. There is a miracle in the Quran regarding iron. What happens? Iron, in order for the atoms to combine together to produce iron, it needs a lot of energy. You know the energy that comes out of the nuclear power? The energy that comes after nuclear power? You know where is it coming from? It's coming from splitting. They split the nuclear. They split the atom. When you split the atom, you release an incredible amount of energy. Is that right? Mm-hmm. When you split the atom, you release an incredible amount. You release incredible amount of energy. This energy is called nuclear energy. Okay? Now, opposite to splitting the atoms is what? Combining the atoms. To combine the atoms, you need a unbelievable amount of energy to combine the atoms. To split the atoms, it releases you all this energy. So to combine, you need energy. To split, it gives you back the energy. This energy is so big that it destroyed, like the nuclear bomb or the atom bomb, it destroyed a lot because of the incredible amount of energy coming from splitting the uranium atom. Okay? Enrich the uranium and split it. Now, the atoms, the iron, to form the iron, the atoms to combine two atoms to produce iron. So to combine atom A with atom B, to combine two atoms to produce iron. What do we need to do? How can we combine? Okay, how do we combine the atoms to produce iron? Iron, the bond between the iron atoms, the bond between them is the strongest bond ever. Why? Because iron is the strongest matter, the strongest material ever. Right? Is that right?
Yes.
Back there? Okay. So, you need to give a lot of energy. Lots of energy. Okay. Okay, go ahead. Yeah. Okay, I need somebody to tell me about combining the atoms to produce iron. How much energy do you need?
Humongous amount.
Okay. The amount of the energy that you can get out of the sun is not enough.
Oh.
Surprise.
Wait, so how do people make iron then?
People don't make iron. Allah made the iron.
Oh,
but the question is, the question is, where did this iron form?
Yeah.
If the sun in our galaxy, if the sun cannot provide enough iron, and guess what? The Earth...
Inside the Earth. It formed inside the Earth.
No. The Earth core is 95% iron. The Earth crust is 5% iron. So the Earth core is how much iron? 95% of it is iron.
See,
and the Earth crust is what? 5% is iron, is our iron. So there's a massive amount of iron. Where did this iron come from?
Yeah.
You need so much energy, so much energy to bring the atoms together to produce the iron. This energy is way, way much more than the energy in the sun. So where did this iron form? So this, no? They tried to analyze the spectrum of light coming from stars. And guess what? From far away stars, guess what? They found out that the spectrum shows iron.
Whoa.
On far away stars. So the conclusion was iron formed in far, far away stars where the energy there is enough to produce iron. Where the energy on the stars is zillions of times more than the energy of the sun. Those stars are zillions of times bigger and zillions of times bigger than the sun and provides more energy. You know, if a star in 500 million light year away, you know, you can still see it. Why? Because it's so much, so big, and so much energy produces, right? Okay, so the iron formed over there, and then it was sent down to Earth. Ah, so the iron didn't form in our solar system? Nope.
Wait, how do you even know this is all?
Huh?
The Quran.
No. Yeah, so far, no Quran. So far, it's just modern science. Yes.
Modern science. Never
yeah. Used. Guess. Yeah. Guess now. If you go to the presentation that I put online, you read the sources where this come from and the papers and scientific paper that brought this.
But I don't believe any of that though,
because
they could be wrong.
Yeah.
Now we didn't talk about the Quran yet. So far, our knowledge. Surprising knowledge that iron formed in far away stars with the energy zillions of times more than the energy of the sun and the size more zillions of times more than the sun. Iron formed there and was brought, huh? Brought what?
Iron.
Brought down to Earth. Do you understand this? It was brought down to Earth. From where? From these far away stars. How is this a miracle? Allah in Surah Al-Hadid, the Surah of the Iron, Allah said what? وَأَنْزَلْنَا الْحَدِيدِ We brought down Hadid. We brought down iron.
So it is
Allah. Uh-huh. Allah. So but yes, but you know, Allah says, I created the rivers, I created the humans, I created the trees, I created the earth, and I sent down the iron.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Isn't that surprising to you?
It's
surprising. Why did he come to the iron and said, we sent down the iron? The only creatures that were sent down, okay, the rain, Adam, the animals. Those come down, okay? But iron, hold on. But iron, where did this iron come from? From far away stars. Then Allah says, we sent iron. That's it. There is absolutely no way or so ever that anybody knew that the iron was sent down at the time of the Prophet. Actually, the people who did tafsir, interpretation, at that time, when they did interpretation at that time, they said, and we sent down means we created. Why did they say that? Because that was the only translation that made sense at the time. At that time, the only translation that made sense was sent down means created. That was the only translation that made sense. However, nowadays, when somebody says we sent down, because the word sent down is totally different than the word created. When somebody says we sent down, then when Allah says we sent down, then we say, yes. Yes, Allah. Yes. Iron was sent down. Iron wasn't made in our solar system. Do you see the miracle? You see, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Where did this come from? It's a living and lasting miracle that is good for us to see and good for anybody who comes after us to see. The people before us and the people living with us and the people that will live in the future, they would be able to see miracles in the Quran. Why the Quran has to be a last miracle, lasting miracle? Because Prophet Muhammad is the last. prophet. His miracle has to be lasting miracles. Nala. Okay. His miracle has to be a lasting miracle. Got this part right? Not only that, there are other miracles as well that we didn't get time to finish last time. What is that miracle? It's the miracle of the light, or before the light. Miracles of the stars. The stars. Do we see stars today? Can you ever see a star?
Yes.
No?
Yeah, wait, what?
No?
What are the stars up in the sky?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
The sun is all right. The sun.
Huh?
What about the sun?
The sun.
You can
sun.
See the sun.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can.
No.
Yeah. Yeah, we can.
Nope.
We can see it. Why are you saying that we can't when we can?
I tell you, this is the surprise. What? You see the position of the sun 9 minutes ago. The sun has already moved from its location.
Yeah, because it moves from east to west.
No, because the light takes 9 minutes or 8.25 minutes. To arrive from the sun. So you're not seeing the sun. You're seeing the position of the sun almost 9 minutes
ago.
So
then you can see the sun when it's 9 minutes.
No, you can't see the sun.
But you can. Technically, you can.
You know, you're looking.
What if you go in a spaceship into space?
Yes, but to be accurate, you don't say, I can see the sun. I can see the position of the sun. Position of the sun 9 minutes ago. How about these stars? Can you see the stars?
Yes.
No, what you see is not the star. What you see is the position of the star. How long ago? Okay, depends. Some stars, the nearest star to Earth, if I'm not mistaken, is 2 million light years. So you're seeing the position of the star. How long ago?
20 minutes.
2 million years ago. What? 2 million years ago.
Light years.
Years. It's the distance is light years, so it takes. Okay, when I say.
Oh, okay.
So I am seeing the position of the star when.
2 million light years ago.
Do you know that the stars you're seeing, many of them has expired already. They ceased to exist and exploded. Why? You know? Yes. You know what happened?
Dang.
Why are you seeing them?
That.
You say they're still alive. This I can see it. No, there is no star. The star is gone.
It took 200 million years to get there.
Yes, the light. The light will disappear. How long? After 2 million years, the light of the star will disappear. Why? Because we can't see the star. We're seeing the what?
Light.
Position of the star, which is the light of the star. You got this part right? So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran did not swear by the stars. He swear by the positions of the stars. Swear by what? Positions of the stars. Allah says, I swear by the positions of the stars, and it is such a magnificent distance, if you can imagine. Allah said it's a magnificent distance. Isn't it a magnificent distance? Yes, 2 million light years away. Why aren't these stars, by the way, closer than that? They will burn our solar system. They will burn it. Because, you know, these stars are humongous. If you can see the star, which is 2 million light years away, if you can see it, okay, then what? It has to be a heck of a big star. And it has to release a lot of energy so that you can still see that energy and you can still see the star. Okay? Because if it's a weak star, if it's like the sun, once you walk away from the from our galaxy, or from our solar system, not galaxy, solar system, the sunlight is gone. Why? Because the sun is too weak to continue the radiation of the sun, the heat of the sun, the energy from the sun is too weak to continue more than like 2,000 light years away. 2,000 light years away, the sun will just disappear. But those stars, you still can see them now, while they are 500 million light years away. You understand? We're talking here when Allah, who knew that? Who? So Allah is swearing by the positions of the stars, and He said it's such a magnificent distance, if you can understand. It's such a magnificent distance, if you just understand. Who taught that slats? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a miracle in the Quran. Another miracle in the Quran. The moon and the sun. The moon and the sun. Okay? The moon has its own light. Right or wrong?
Wrong.
Wait, what?
Right?
Then when you look light, when you look at the moon, you see light, right?
But that's the sun reflecting off of it.
Perfect. That's right. So then the moon, does the moon have its own light?
No.
The answer is no. How about the sun?
The sun has his own light.
Of course.
It's a very ball of gas.
Perfect.
With helium
and I'm not light, I'm guessing.
Perfect. So
yeah, it's just a bad smelling kind.
Perfect. So the conclusion is that in the Quran, Allah calls the sun. Allah calls the sun
Shams.
Siraj Wahaj. Siraj Wahaj means means a lightning lamp, a light providing lamp. So this is how Allah described the sun. How did Allah describe the moon? He said, okay, a moon that has light. A sun is a source of light. Now, this statement that they said that you don't see the statement that both of them said
it's
that
reflecting.
It's reflecting. Was it known at the time of the Prophet?
No.
People look all these scientific facts would have confused the heck out of these ancient people that had no idea about the sun. But for us, it makes perfect sense. Why? Because Allah called the sun a shining lamp and called the moon with light, or the moon that has light, but does not have its own light. And this is in the Quran. Now, if you examine the Bible, you know the book of Genesis in the Bible?
Yeah.
Where is the book of Genesis? You know what Genesis is?
A girl in my class.
No. The meaning of the word Genesis means to compose something, is to to build something. Go ahead. You got a question? Okay. It's to build something, it's to form something called the book of Genesis, which means that the book of creation in the Bible. This book starts as follows. Then Allah created the earth, and he found it good. So he created blah blah, and then he found it good. He created blah blah, and then he found it good. Hold on. Then he created the day and night. Okay? Follow me. He created day and night.
Okay.
And then after that, he created the sun and the moon. Then he created the sun and the moon.
Then he created the sky in like 6
Do you see anything wrong with this?
Wait, he created the sun and the moon.
He created, that's the order. He created the earth. I'm sorry, he created the day and night.
Wait.
He created the day and night, and then he created the sun and the moon.
That makes sense. Because the day you need to have the sun, and then the night you need to have the moon. So that makes no sense.
See, she's very smart.
I thought of that.
Good. Right.
Good. That's good. Smart.
We all are smart.
Now, Maurice Bocai in his book wrote about that, and he said this is, in his opinion, he said that's a mistake. That's a scientific mistake because it doesn't make sense in the light of modern science. Exactly for the reasons. What's your name again?
Huh?
Name.
My name? Sabah.
Sabah. For the reason Sabah and Hania. Sabah was first and then Hania second. Who came up with the answers to this. All right. Now, let me tell you about the language translation problem. We said that the Bible has been the Bible has been translated from Maccabi that was 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 translated
How many Maccabi?
For Maccabi that was translated
Maccabi.
To English.
Oh, I heard
You know how many translations the Bible goes through?
Like a million.
You're white.
No.
A thousand.
No, lots. Do you know? Do you know the language? Who can tell me about the language game? All pens are empty. Okay.
I hate it.
This is language A, this is language B, this is language C. Who can tell me about the language game? Language game.
I don't know.
A. Language A, language B, language C, back to A.
Wait, but then isn't it A, B, C, D, E, F, G, because it's not going back to the actual...
No, I'm just making it simple.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Hold on. If you start with one word here, let's say, if you start with one word, let's say sun.
Then you go...
And then you translate it into language B.
Soon.
Sun and moon.
Whatever. And then you translate it into language C. And then you bring it back to language A. Then it's going to be building.
What?
This is stupid.
Yeah,
it's like 12.
I don't know.
No, but
like sun goes to B. And then from sun you get building.
How do you get building?
Because I say, they always play it. Okay? They make a circle. And then I whisper one word in your ear.
Oh, telephone.
Oh. So that means like the first original thing is not legit when it comes around.
Right, perfect.
Oh. So, like, your
Do you now know about this? Do you now know about this game? Now you are saying the same. Hold on. You're saying this. It's called phone game or language game.
Phone game.
Telephone game. Look here. Look. All of you are using the same language, which is English.
English.
However, hello. Yes. However, when you're using the same language, I don't think like we're staying here till 12:20. When we see the same language, when we use the same language, you come and see. Hello. When we use the same language, when you use the same language, the word comes back to you differently.
Differently. That's what I already said.
Now, yes. Now, imagine you're not using the same language now. Huh? Imagine you're playing telephone with a different language. Uh-huh. Like a German. You say it in English.
Well,
it's
can we just
German.
Say
Adelaide? German. German. Dutch. Dutch. English. Or Latin. Latin.
English.
English. English.
To German,
to Latin.
All right, you started with English, you end up with English. Okay. The word would be totally different.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Is that right?
What if people actually got it right though?
No, you would not pass.
No, but then like the word telephone sometimes when you
rarely
go through people, that
know,
actually
I
happens.
I know.
Rarely.
But that's rare.
That's rare. Now, if it's rare, okay, if it's rare in the same language, then trust me, it's impossible if you change the language. If you change the language, it's impossible. Okay? You understand?
Yeah.
So, if the Bible is translated from Maccabi, that was translated from the original ancient language, then the content are changed. Do you understand? Now, is this the case of the Quran? Is that the case of the Quran?
No.
No. So the Quran is written in Arabic. Do we need to guess what would be the meaning?
Mm-hmm.
No. If we dispute about the meaning, then we have what?
Can you say it worse?
If we dispute about the meaning, then we have what? Huh?
Yeah, I know you told me.
We have people who understand the Fusha Arabi who can tell us the right from the wrong. No, your understanding is wrong. Your understanding is right. You got it? So, this is one of the things that... Do you know about prayer? Christians, how do Christians pray?
Amen.
Dear God.
Dear God, they say thank you for giving us the food. They say grace.
In the church, how do they pray?
They sing.
No?
I don't know.
Yeah, they sing.
They sing. Right. They sing. Like I attended. Yes, they sometimes sing like that. I have attended one of the services when I was in Indiana. They invited me to attend.
Wait, isn't it haram to enter a church though?
No.
What? As long as you don't like pray with them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I have to take
theology next year.
No, it's not haram. It's perfectly fine.
Yeah, it's perfectly fine.
I went to a mission.
You
just pay
worship in there.
Yeah,
you can't worship.
Yeah,
well, that's weird. Because when I was working, I was like, never go to a church.
Hold on. I've seen it. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened. Exactly what happened. They have ladies, and they were singing like this. Our God is an awesome God. He's riding from away above. Our God is an awesome God. He's riding from
Amazing grace.
He's rhyming from way above. It was a song. Is that the way? Is that the way Jesus prayed?
No.
Okay. Then I asked another one. I mean, what is the prayer of Jesus? He said, okay, if you laying down and you make a prayer, or you're standing up and make a prayer, or you are in the kitchen and make a prayer. He said, those prayers are the way Jesus prayed. Making dua. Making what? Dua. He says, the church you pray by singing. The kitchen you pray by saying things, saying prayers. Is that the official prayer? No. I mean, yes. But for us, do we have to guess what's the way to pray?
No.
You already know.
No. We are talking about two books. One has preserved language, and the other one, language that we don't even know what's the exact language, whether it's really ancient Hebrew, ancient Greek, ancient Aramaic, or what?
Indian?
No, Aramaic.
Aramaic?
Yeah, which is like Latin for English.
Oh.
So Aramaic for Arabic.
No.
Okay. It's like the origin of Arabic. Do you understand that? Do you understand?
Yes.
Let me quiz you. Okay. Are the miracles of Prophet? Let's pick on Nala here.
Whoa! Why did you?
The miracles of Prophet. Just a minute. The miracles of Prophet Musa. Can you see them?
No.
How about the miracle of Prophet Muhammad? Can you see it?
Yeah.
Where? Why? Because what is the miracle of Prophet Muhammad?
Quran.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, why is it that Allah created a lasting miracle? A lasting miracle.
Muhammad is the last prophet, so if Prophet Muhammad is the last prophet, then he needs to have a lasting miracle so they can support each other.
Exactly. How do we know that Prophet Muhammad is true?
Because the Quran is made true.
Because the Quran is
true.
How do we know the Quran is true?
Because Allah promised that it will never change ever and ever.
So no, about scientific miracles of the Quran.
Sure. Things that.
How about in the past days at the time of the Arab lords and Prophet Muhammad?
I don't know.
They were not impressed by the scientific miracles. They were impressed by what? Yes. What impressed them in the Quran? Huh? The people before science started, what made them, what was impressive about the Quran?
Stop.
Huh? The answer is language. The language art.
Oh yeah.
The language art of the Quran is impressive. It's unbelievable. How? You might say me how. Okay. Do you know when you're seeing a movie and you have music that goes with the movie? If it's suspense, then turun, 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 and then if it is dangerous, then boom, 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 boom.
Drum roll, please.
And then. Okay, so now listen to this. The music of reciting Quran, okay, the music of the words, okay, matches the meaning.
Whoa.
Matches the meaning. Do you understand? Do you understand how is this a miracle? And language wise, the music of pronouncing the letters matches the meaning. So, for example, when somebody's confused, then you find the music is, huh, huh, huh? The music of the Quran. Washamsi, for example. Washamsi wa duhaha. Walqamari idha talaha. Walnahari idha jallaha. See the music? Once somebody's confused, they say, ha, ha, ha. And that's why Prophet Muhammad said, when the angels in the ground and the earth and the grave asks you the questions, if you don't know the answer, you would say, huh, huh, I don't know.
Huh? Oh, that's me. Okay. I don't know. In math class.
Okay. So, by the way, I asked you a question in the homework. How come we can't lie? You didn't answer that.
Yes, we did.
You can't lie.
Wait, I was like,
when you're a guy. Because
Because your body parts will speak against you.
No, your body.
Or everything that surrounds you.
Your brain is dead.
Your brain is dead. In order to make a lie, you need to think really well.
Wait, is this on the Day of Judgment?
No, in the grave.
Oh, yeah. You have to have something like that to support you.
Your brain is the one that supplies
yeah, what?
You.
No, you'll be showing. You will be revealing the answer. The answer would be evident, revealing the answer. You can't lie anymore. Your brain is dead. To make a lie, you need to think really hard. And to remember it, you design a lie, you have to design something that makes sense. You can't say, for example, and I was walking and then I flew.
You flew up.
Would that be a good lie?
No,
because...
People can't fly. If you were a bird, then that would make sense.
Okay, good.
Okay, it's 15. Let's go.
No, it's not 15 yet. It's 12, and we said we're going to stay to 12:20 because I need to finish.
No, I can't stay. I'm sorry. I have to leave.
So how long can you stay?
15. Probably till 12:15.
Like 12:15. Okay.
Okay, the guys be quiet for 3 minutes.
Okay, shut up. Wait, but I'm going to finish my sister.
Now, all prophets came to teach the same guidance or a different guidance?
Same.
Okay. The Christians, our Jewish cousins, they're fasting. And the ancient Christianity and then the ancient Judaism, how do they fast?
Not eating.
Not eating and?
Drinking water.
Or drinking? No, not eating and drinking and?
Praying. And not working.
Not talking.
What?
You can't talk. You can't drink and you can't eat. You got that? Mm-hmm. Now, what is the form of our fasting?
No eating and drinking. Until sunset.
Praying.
Can we talk during fasting?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, it will not spoil the fast. Then how can you say that the message is the same message?
It's because they screwed it up.
No, like, the faith is the same faith.
I know, it's the same faith, but they changed it. Because they believe something else.
What is that?
That's been changed.
Oh, go ahead.
They believe in the Bible that's been changed so many times.
Uh-huh. Yes. Go ahead. All right, I'll let you guys go.